Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, this is the final week. We had a big sale on Monday with the Beef Battalion. So talk about all that magic that happened on Monday at the stockyards.
Well, we had a good market, had an excellent market on Monday, and we did a lot of good for the veterans. It was a good turnout. I never did hear it's 50-something thousand plus they gathered up there, which I think anytime we're trying to support or recognize our veterans, I think it's an excellent deal.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, let's get the year-end review from Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. We got the year-end. We've had ups and downs, and it's been a heck of a year for the cattle market.
It has, and we're ending up the year every bit as high market as we've ever sold cattle. I mean, these calves are going out costing from $1,700 to $1,900, and we've already got the grass people in. They're thinking that we're going to be short on numbers when we start buying grass cattle, and we're selling packer cows for $1.15 to $1.30. I mean, there's people bringing cows to town that's selling them. Said they're bringing the salvage is bringing more than what to give for the cow when they bought her young. So, I mean, everybody's tickled to death. You know, in general, the market still looks good. They've, you know, 90 days ago, they were talking about we were having trouble, looked like moving the meat. Now we've come in here and they're talking about how we don't have enough meat to meet the demand. So that's very positive for us down the road. Numbers, you know, the numbers at Apache come in a lot better than we thought they would be. Everybody's been talking about we wouldn't have any calves in the fall for the last 2 years, and the numbers are still there. Now, some point in time, that's going to show up. We're going to see less calves coming to town. But in general, overall, we had good numbers this year at Apache. Oklahoma City was down a little bit, but in general, it was good. And like I said, the market, we've had the highest market. And I never thought I would say this compared to 14 and 15 that we'd never see a market that high again. And here we are, you know, 10 years later, and we're seeing it again. So,
well, and I've heard some people say that it could go higher in 2025. Well, what do you think?
I hear that too, but I'm eternal optimist, but I'm going to be a realist. All they got to do is be bringing what they're bringing now, and it's a heck of a market. If we get higher, it's just a God-given deal, and we'll take it and go on.
Well, I know we're done with sales for this year, so when will everything kind of pick back up?
I believe the first, the 6th of January will be the first sale in Oklahoma City, and then the 9th at Apache will be the next. So we'll be closed down for the next 2 weeks and shut down. I don't think there's an auction going on anywhere. Our video sale won't start back till the first full week in January also. But we had a whale of a turnout yesterday at Apache. We served steaks the last sale of the year, and I think we served over 300 steaks, and we bought USDA choice steaks from Sam's, and everybody loved them, and just showing what we're producing as a producer.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that, Bob.
Nope, it don't.
All right, we'll see you back after Christmas, but for everybody that wants to talk about it, how do they get in touch with you before then?
Well, first, I want to tell everybody thank you for everything they did for us this year, letting us sell their cattle, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And just give us a call at 1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, Dustin Glover, Kelly Osbrook, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself. Just give us a call.
All right. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas to y'all.